Sometimes young people are radicalized without a trip to a war zone like Syria. That's what French authorities say happened with Amedy Coulibaly, the gunman who killed four people at that kosher supermarket in Paris. He was a French Muslim born to West African parents, and apparently he turned to radical Islam while in prison. Reporter Daniel Estrin is in Paris with this tale of another Amedy. 26-year-old Amedy Dramé is also a French Muslim born to West African parents. He grew up in a Paris suburb in a similar neighborhood as the gunman. Daniel Estrin and an interpreter met Dramé after his shift driving a public bus in Paris.
Je conduis des cars. Je conduis des cars et des bus.
I have five different lines. Four that cross Paris and one that stays in the suburbs. Some of them begin at the suburbs of Paris and then enters the city. As you can see, we make a big difference between Paris, the city, and the suburbs because it's two different planets. So someone who's living inside Paris will never go into the suburbs. The suburbs are for poor people, and the middle class and the rich people live in Paris.
Chez moi, c'est à peu près comme tous les banlieusards. On a tous la même histoire, malheureusement.
My story is the sad story of all the guys who come from the suburbs. I come from a ghetto, what we call here a sensitive neighborhood.
Ensuite, pour l'école. Alors l'école.
We were 900 pupils. Only 60 went on with their studies. The rest of them left school without any degree.
Ils se sont mis à travailler jeunes.
Well, of all the people I know that left school without a degree, without any qualification, I would say a half of them began to work really young, and they were really serious in their work, and they went on working. And the other half went into criminality.
C'est souvent les délices.
Most of the guys I know who became criminals had problems related to drugs selling, or armed robbery, or violence with people from other neighborhoods. So yes, they did jail time for that.
Moi, non.
Islam, radical Islam, integrism, no. I know nobody. I think what happens to those people who get radicalized, and sadly, really sadly, when they express themselves, everybody watches them, even if a minority. And that's the saddest part of the story. What happens is that they are former criminals. They enter jail, they meet people there, and they learn a certain kind of what they call Islam, which is not. And that's how maybe they become terrorists.
Comme je dis, pour revenir à ce que je disais, généralement, ça, c'est des gens qui sont perdus.
These people are lost. It's in a moment of great weakness, I suppose, in their life. Beware, I'm not trying to justify anything here. But the guy, he's lost like that, he's weak, I suppose, and suddenly he finds someone in jail who listens to him, actually listens to him and what he has to say, and his pains, and he's rather convincing. And then you can turn an angel into a beast.
Cinq fois par jour, je fais mes prières.
I pray five times a day. The main reason why I can't pray on time is that we are here in a non-religious society. And so if I were living in a Muslim country, everything stops in those countries once it's time to pray. But here, obviously, I can't stop working, or I can't stop in the middle of traffic when it's time to pray. The only thing I would ask is that more space for religion, for our liberty to practice our religion.
Il mélange tout le monde.
If I turn on the TV, I see hundreds of programs where they ask Muslim French to justify themselves. And I think it's not fair. It's not our problem, really. It's got nothing to do with us. But you always see a member or an imam or a member of the Muslim community, one of our heads, justifying himself and trying to explain. But it's never enough. It seems never to be enough.
Mon frère.
Let's say my brother has stolen something, and because he is my brother, I'm going to ask for forgiveness, and I'm going to say I'm sorry for him, because he's my brother, he's from my family. But let's say that someone else, who pretends to be my brother, but he's not family, he's not someone from my family, and he says he's stolen something, and people are asking me to pay amends and ask for forgiveness for him, because he's supposedly my brother, but he's not. He's not my brother, I'm not going to say it 100 times. And that's what's happening here. Exactly, that's what's happening.
Pour moi, moi je suis français, mais je sens que je suis pas français.
Well, you know, I'm French, I'm not going to question that. I'm 100% French. I feel French. But the only place where I feel like I'm considered 100% French is in my neighborhood, where all people are handicapped French like me. French from what we call here origine, from a background with a different parents with a different nationality. But yes, when I leave my neighborhood and I look for a job, or I can feel that I'm not considered as 100% French, as a French. People ask me where I come from.
Moi, pour moi, c'est un amalgame le plus complet.
People mix things up. They mix up terrorists, Islamists, and the average Muslim, or the average guy from the suburbs. It's like, to me, it's like saying that all the Germans are Jewish killers.
Bah, le problème, c'est que...
You know, I think it's really sad, because what's happening here is that they think we Muslim people hate them. They don't know us. They don't mingle with us. They don't mix. And that's the problem. We don't mix enough. We don't mix up enough. We don't know each other enough. You know what? I have a colleague, bus driver, who's the bus driver of a Jewish Jewish private school here in Paris. He's a black guy. He is a Muslim guy. And everybody loves him there. They really love him. You know why? Because they know him. They got to know him. So that's what we guys have to do. We've got to get to know each other much more. And they would see that we Muslim people don't hate them.
Ils nous connaissent pas. Ils nous connaissent pas.
That was Amédée Dramé, a French Muslim living in Paris. He told his story to reporter Daniel Estrin. This is The World.